what we wanted to determine is there seed actually left on those plants in the spring, right? So we did just a brief survey of about, I think it was 109 sites in southern Alberta in the spring last year, so in May, right around the time of seeding. We recorded the sites where we collected all of these kochia plants, whether they were broken off tumbleweeds that had traveled or they were still attached to the soil or whether they were decapitated by harvest operations, for example. And there's some maybe some rough relationships there. But overall, what we found was that about 2,000 seeds per plant on average remain on those plants in the spring. So that's still a pretty substantial amount. And so we tied this back to actually a concept in forestry called serotiny. You may have heard it, where seeds are retained in tree canopies until they sense some sort of a disturbance, like fire, for example. And then they release their seed into the seed bank at sort of an opportune time to germinate. And so we related it back to a similar concept with kochia, not necessarily using fire as a trigger, but essentially kochia evolved to hold on to its seed in that tumbleweed so it can travel further. But what this also means is that we have simultaneous persistence in aerial and soil seed banks with kochia. And so when farmers are going through seeding their crop the next spring, they can actually dislodge some of that seed from the aerial seed bank and seed their kochia with the crop.